News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report out says that state and local workers are being pressured by their bosses to sign up more people for federal benefits. And that's got people on both sides of the aisle upset, as Mike Kinzel reports.
Politicians of both parties demanding a crackdown after learning that Wisconsin is getting millions of dollars in federal incentives to recruit people for public benefits. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that state and local workers are pressured by their bosses to sign up people for benefits in jail and those getting benefits in other states. That's prompted Senate Republican Glenn Grothman of West Bend to draft a bill to bring back asset limits to qualify for food stamps and reduce benefits to the lowest amount set by federal guidelines. In 2004, Wisconsin among nine states raising income eligibility for aid. It allowed families making $46,000 a year to get food benefits. Grothman said it created, as he put it, a moral crisis, as people believe they have a right to live off the government. Senate Republican Alberta Darling of River Hills says she's working on a number of measures, including one to make it easier to collect improper benefits from those who have received them. Mike Kinzel, WSAU News.
Republican Senator John McCain coming out now against a Russian-led resolution to avert a U.S. military strike against Syria. The Arizona senator telling Fox News Wednesday that following through with the proposal would be a devastating misstep in the crisis.
The Russians are supposed to be the ones who are telling us that they would be in charge disarming the guy they are arming. That is a very difficult one to rationalize.
The proposal would have the Syrian government forfeit its stockpile of chemical weapons to the United Nations in exchange for the U.S. to back off from leading a military intervention. Wisconsin public service crews are out in the Rhinelander area right now. That's because they've got no power for a large number of their clients, about 3,000 of them. This started a little after 4 o'clock this afternoon. About 20% of the customers in that area are affected. A Plover man bound over for trial today, accused of strangling a woman at an apartment building there. Jose Luis Flores-Aca, who's 32 years old, was found to have enough evidence against him to bind him over for trial. Portage County Judge Thomas Lugar ruled during his preliminary hearing today that there will be a trial. 4 witnesses appeared during the morning-long session in Portage County Circuit Court. Jamie Cook of Plover died at this incident, and Aca transported her in her car to a Waupaca County farm and tried to burn her and the car to hide the evidence. Another Republican has entered an already crowded field of candidates, hoping to replace the outgoing Assembly Majority Leader Scott Suter in the 69th Assembly District. Marshfield Common Council member and family attorney Alana Fedick officially launched her campaign with announcements in Marshfield and Neillsville.
I've always wanted to run for a higher seat. I've always looked at politics as a way that it's not about me, it's about the people I represent. I looked at this opportunity as an opportunity where I can help a greater amount of people to do a greater amount of things.
Fedick is joining a Republican primary that also includes former Marshfield Alderman and State Senate candidate Scott Noble, Stratford businessman Bob Culp, and small business owner Tommy Dolan from Granton and Clark County. Deb Consul, the Clark County Republican Party chairperson, dropped out of the race and threw her support behind Culp. So far, no Democrats running for the seat. It's an area heavily dominated by Republicans, thanks to the most recent redistricting efforts of majority Republicans. But that's something Fedick promises to look into if she's elected.
At this point, I didn't pay much attention to the districting in the first place. So in order to really make a good assessment of that, I would have to look at the way the boundary lines were drawn, if they really were drawn partisanly, like, which I think is the concern that people have. I guess it's important to make sure that everyone is represented fairly. And in order to do that, and if that's what needs to happen, then perhaps that's the way to go.
Fedick indicates that job creation is job one for her if elected. Primary set for October 22nd. General election scheduled for November 19th. Marshfield Clinic trying for a second time to provide some type of training for future dentists in Wisconsin. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told the UW Board of Regents last week that he didn't appreciate lawmakers being kept out of the loop as the clinic worked with the UW-Stevens Point campus on a new dental school. Voss was told that no such project has been finalized and lawmakers would eventually act on it. Later, the clinic and the UW confirmed they met last week to talk about those possibilities. Clinic President Brian Ewert said that there are several options on the table. All of them are still being considered. He said it would be premature to discuss any option in detail. In late 2010, the clinic was given $10 million in state bonding to develop what was called at the time a rural dental outreach facility for residency and post-baccalaureate students. Later, the clinic said it wanted to start a second dental school, and it was scrapped after a state building commission would not let the bonding be used beyond the original purpose. Marquette has been the state's only dental school for years. It strongly fought a second school, saying it's not needed. Wisconsin Dental Association still opposes a new full-fledged dental school, but it would support an effort by Marshfield Clinic to create a nationally accredited dental residency program. Imagine this. A group of third graders dragging around a real fire hose. Well, that happened this morning in Wausau as students from the Montessori school were at the Wausau main fire station. Deputy Fire Chief Phil Rentmeester said there's a lot of things kids can learn and also learn about safety and fires.
Whether it's being notified by the smoke alarm, being aware of what happens in a case of a fire situation, and what to do, how do you get out of a building, and how do you act appropriately when that occurs.
Some of the activities included looking at the 9/11 incident from 12 years ago, and also general safety practices and fire safety. It was all worked into their school curriculum. A debate over raw milk heating up again today at the state capitol. The Senate's Rural Issues Committee was scheduled to start a public hearing at 2 o'clock. A large crowd was expected for this, and lawmakers from both parties signed on to Senate Republican Glenn Grothman's bill. The West Bend lawmaker would allow farmers to directly sell unpasteurized milk as long as they register with the state. 17 groups have gone on record opposing the bill, including State Medical Society and Dairy Business Association. Only two groups have registered to lobby in favor of the measure. That's the state's Raw Milk Association and the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Supporters say raw milk is safe, healthy, and better tasting than pasteurized milk. Opponents disagree, and they say even one disease outbreak from raw milk would ruin Wisconsin's world-famous dairy industry. That latter reason was cited by former Governor Jim Doyle when he vetoed the last effort to pass raw milk legislation back in 2010. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy, turning clear down to 55 degrees. Partly cloudy, cooler tomorrow with a few sprinkles possible and a high around 70. Tomorrow night, clear with patchy frost in the Northwoods, a low of 40 degrees. Sunny, cool Friday, high 64. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.